There's a new memoir about one of this century's best-known journalists, literary and social critic Edmund Wilson. It was written by his daughter, Rosalind Baker Wilson. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Edmund Wilson's daughter, his oldest child from the first of four marriages, has nothing to say about the work of our greatest man of letters, except that the quality and quantity of that work prove he wasn't a drunk. This is self-deception, but it's charming, like her memoir, in which there are many drunks, half famous and the other half family. There is also a range of behavior, from merely dotty to entirely mad, that gives the lie to anybody still telling you that all wasps are anal-retentive stuffed shirts. These wasps, in Red Bank, in Talcottville, in Provincetown, on Cape Cod, were as messy in bed as they were heroic in the library. As for Boston, ye gads, writes Rosalind to her father from her editorial offices at the Houghton Mifflin Publishing House, if it isn't incest, it's perversion. If it isn't perversion, it's a mad member in the attic. Wilson himself, in the diaries he managed to keep between marriages and masterworks, didn't always tell the truth. Wicked Rosalind will do so. She's been a spy from almost the very beginning, when her father, she says, used to carry me under his arm like a book and often forget me. Near the Magician isn't a daddy dearest. We gather that Wilson was difficult, but not impossible. With his female radar and bouts of sadism, his depending for money on his own mother, his manipulating of the women around him, his playing tricks with coins and hearts, his fierce loneliness. Of course he neglected her. Nevertheless, she says, I felt secure with my father, that somehow he'd continue to exist. Here was a force that, however unpleasant at times, wouldn't go away. When Rosalind, for reasons unspecified but easily guessed at, suffers a nervous breakdown, her father's there for her. He saw me through gallantly, she says. He'd had a breakdown of his own and told her about it. Whereas her mother, the actress Mary Blair, died at age 50 of alcohol and tuberculosis. I'm proud to be her daughter, says Rosalind. I was in awe of her courage, but I never loved her. I was 23 when she died, and all the time we had spent together barely added up to less than 6 months. The child grew up loving John Dos Passos, contemptuous of Edwin O'Connor, terrified, like all of us, by her father's third wife, Mary McCarthy. Nabokov and many other Russians show up in these pages, as well as W.H. Auden, Margaret Mead, Dwight MacDonald, E.E. Cummings, Humphrey Bogart, and Wanda Landowska. But what we really have is a reaching out, late in her own life, of a little girl for the magic trickster. I think of my father sometimes, she says, of his taking me to Bennington where I waited on tables, choosing the furniture for my room, including an awful chair. You've got to have a chair. Standing by me when I had my wisdom teeth removed, coming to the hospital with a great bottle of Meyer's rum. When I woke up drunk from the ether, he was equally so. In her opinion, great men of letters should die in houses like the Stone House and have their coffins exit through majestic doors. I agree, but it's very sad. They were all so smart, and they didn't know how to love.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Near the Magician by Rosalind Baker Wilson.